flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
It is 12:07. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Hey, Minnesota State Fair. It is a hey, buddy. It is a Shaletta Show. We are live on the WCCO Radio porch for the Minnesota State Fair. It is going down. It is a beautiful day. It is not too hot. In fact, I have a blanket somewhere that I am actually going to have to put on because I was not prepared. Okay, I did not listen to Paul Douglas or Belinda Jensen or any of the weather folks in town because I got up. I was here yesterday. So I got up, and it was hot yesterday, right? And I got up, and I put on my T-shirt and my shorts, and I was great. And then I got in the van in the garage. And so when I got to the fair and parked and got out, I was not prepared for fall. Fall happened sometime between yesterday at 5 o'clock when I left the fair and 8 o'clock this morning when I got back to the fair. Hey, precious girl. How y'all doing? Look at those kids enjoying themselves. Where your parents? Y'all just walking around the fair with no parents? She said, yeah, and gave me the thumbs up. You know what? You know what? This new school parenting, these free-range parenting. See what my kids are doing in the front row. I'm looking at them. See, I'm old school. I'm looking at these kids. What y'all doing over there? See? Guys, look at my kids. What y'all doing over there? What y'all doing? Feet front, hands in your pockets. I want to make sure I see the kids. But everybody is having a good time. It is beautiful out. Bring a light jacket. You may want to wear some long pants because it is a little bit chillier than I expected. I've already had, I've had food from West Indies Soul. I've had the lutefisk in a bun. You got Shanghai Henry. That's the new fair food that everybody's talking about. I was a lutefisk virgin. I'm no longer lutefisk virgin. I've had lutefisk, okay? And it was absolutely delicious. So get over there and get that. I've had West Indies Soul. I've had that fried green tomato sandwich over at the Union Farmers Market Kitchen, whatever they call it. It is It's all right. I heard Governor Tim Walz talk. Hey, buddy. I heard Governor Tim Walz talking about it. And I figured, you know, I'm going to try it since he said that was the best thing that he had so far. So I went over there and got that. That was really good. Hey, girl. Look at that new baby. How y'all doing? All right now. They don't even know. They ain't going to get no sleep for the next 20 years. They still happy young parents. Bless their heart. They don't even know yet. They just happy. Look at them. Life ain't even beat them down yet. Okay. And so, I saw something I never thought I'd see. They have vegan corn dogs. Have you ever heard of how do you make a vegan corn dog? What are you frying it in? Water? I didn't know that water could fry things. So I want to really get over to the vegan corn dog booth and find out how you vegan a corn dog. I don't know how that works, but I'm gonna be here until 3 o'clock, and then my friend Steve Thompson is coming up after that. So as you are out and about enjoying yourself here at the State Fair, come have a bucket of Sweet Martha's cookies, get you an icy, go over to Dino's. My friends at Grey Duck Vodka have an amazing alcoholic slushy is beautiful for the fair, and come sit down and hang out with me for a little bit, you know, take a break between rides, bring the kids. My kids are here. Bring your kids. We love to have like a fair play day. Would y'all like to have a fair play day, kids, with some new friends? Okay, bring y'all's kids down here, and we'll have a fair play day. Because they gonna meet some new friends. And guess what? Y'all gonna meet some new friends too. Because I got a whole show full of folks. And it's gonna be absolutely amazing. And, you know, I have to admit, and my kids are here, so they won't let me be dishonest about this. Because one thing my kids love doing, hey, girl, I don't know about y'all's kids, but the one thing that my kids love doing is correcting me in front of people. Do y'all's kids like to do that? Like they listen and hope. Hey, y'all, how y'all doing? They listen and hope I mess up. And then they are really quick. Now, when I call them to do the dishes or take out the trash or anything like that, they don't hear that right away. But if I think about lying or I say something that's wrong, they're very quick to point that out. Mom, that's not what you said. Mom, that's not what you told us. Now, if I say, hey, it's bedtime, they don't hear that. That they don't hear. But any of my missteps, they get that right away. And so I have to be honest and tell you that since I started my business, I've been extra busy, right? I'm hiring an assistant. She's starting this week. My best friend is here. She's helping me out with a lot of stuff and you know, getting a good foundation. But for a while, I had no help, none at all, right? And so I would be driving and get a ping on the phone. And it's a contract or it's somebody who wants me to do a speaking engagement. And I would like to say that I answered these at the red light. I really would, because the police are coming on the show later. Okay. The police are coming on the show because Minneapolis is recruiting women. But I don't. Sometimes I slow down and I say, yes, I would like to speak at your event, or no, that date doesn't work for me, or yes, this contract works out, or I'm going to need a little bit more money. And I'm typing, and I'm driving, and I'm reading, and I'm putting my kids at risk, put my entire family at risk. I ain't even smart enough to do it when my kids are not in the car. I'm doing it with everybody in the car on the way to church. I mean, we're going to meet Jesus for real, for real. Like, I'm trying to take everybody out. So when I found out that there was a new distracted, hey, how you doing? When I found out there was a new distracted driving campaign called Do It For Me, I was like, okay, these folks, my kids have obviously called them, because this is me. I'm distracted driving. I'm not paying attention to the road. There's no way I could type up a four-sentence paragraph, be going 60 miles an hour, and passing out snacks. I'm absolutely distracted. And Lisa Kahns is here. She's a traffic safety program manager. And I just have to thank you so much for being here representing the Minnesota Safety Council. You want us to get home safely. You want us to get to our destination safely. Talk to me about this new campaign that asks drivers to do it for me.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. Yes, this campaign has a new twist on it. Typically, when we do a campaign, we do a campaign that will say, do this or that. And we found out that those campaigns aren't resonating as well. And so the Office of Traffic Safety, in partnership with several other traffic safety partners, did a survey. And in that survey, we found out people will change their driving behavior if somebody else is in the car or if they're doing it for a loved one. And so the way and the philosophy behind that is, if you're out, and I ask all of you, think of the five most important people in your world. You have hundreds, but I want you to think of five. Do you have those five? And did any of you put you on that list? Because those people that you just thought of want you to leave home and come back just as much as you want them to. And so we're turning this campaign into a do it for me. Who's your me? Who's the me in your vehicle? Who's the me in your life that will perhaps make you slow down and pay attention? Because we want for you to think of that person every single time you get behind the wheel before you put that car in drive. Put the image of that person in your mind. So if you're the driver, please remember every single time, they don't want to live without you. And if you crash because you're distracted or you crash because you're speeding, they will have to live without you. And that's a behavior you have the ability to change.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break because you just messed me up. Okay, because when I found out about the Do It For Me distracted driving campaign, and y'all were talking about put the five most important people in your life on this list and who would you change your driving habits for, I have to tell you, I was not on that list. It never occurred to me that I need to be on that list, because if I'm not here to take care of the five most important people, which are my children, then I'm looking at this all wrong. So we're going, you just messed my head up, girl. We got to take a break because I got to regroup. I got to think. I might even have to go to the bathroom. It's the Shaletta Show. We're broadcasting live from the State Fair. We'll be right back. I had to go get a blanket. It is 12:21. You're listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I'm going to tell y'all right now, when I left the fair yesterday, it was summertime. I was sweating, and my back was wet, and my legs were wet, and my skin was brown, and I have not been gone from the fair a full 24 hours, and somehow the seasons changed overnight. So now I'm at the fair with a blanket on. I feel like Granny from the Clampets. I tell you, I got the blanket on, and all I need is a rocking chair. We're live on the porch at the WCCO radio booth, so if you're headed this way and you're listening on the radio, come on down, and I want to say a big hey to all the folks who are out there. Hey, y'all, say hey so they hear y'all. Hey! They're chowing down on Sweet Martha's cookies. They really can't talk right now because we are right next to Sweet Martha's. That's really bad for my diet. And then we're right across from Dino's, where they have this amazing gray duck slushy that's also bad for my New Year's resolutions. I'm just in a really bad spot right now. But it's going to be okay. It is going to be okay. And I hear a child crying, and I know it's mine. You know how mamas are. You know your babies cry. I hear my child crying. He's on the other side. And I could just jump up right now and go over there and try to check on my baby. But it looks like his dad is there, and I'm hoping everything works out okay. And, you know, my kids are the most important thing in my life. But I have to start thinking about myself. You know, when you get on that plane, they say you don't worry about putting on somebody else's, oxygen. If something happens, you know, put the mask on yourself first. Then you can help other people. And that's what I thought about when Lisa Collins was like, girl, when you start thinking about who's most important and who you should be driving safely for, I know you love your kids, but you need to be thinking about you, because if you're not here, who is going to take care of your children? And she's joining me now here on the porch at the Minnesota State Fair. And you messed me up with that, because this whole Do It For Me safe driving campaign that you have going on at the Safety Council, when I heard Do It For Me, I wasn't thinking about me. I was thinking about my kids, me.
And that's part of it. That's the great message we're sending right now, is who will you change your driving behavior for? And so, Shaletta, you hit the nail right on the head. They can't cope without you. And your family doesn't want to live without you. So when you get behind the wheel, what is going to help you change your driving behavior and focus on distracted driving and focus on slowing down from the back seat? You're doing it for your family. You're doing it for your kids. You're doing it for your spouse. You're doing it for your neighbor, because they don't want to live without you.
And, you know, I know we're at the fair. We're having a good time. But we've got to think about this seriously, because since August the 6th, you guys tally this information. As of this year, through August the 6th, I should say, 219 lives have been lost in traffic-related casualties in Minnesota this year. Sadly, and I can attest to this, a lot of that, and some of that was distracted driving. And it's not just necessarily looking at the phone. It can be any type of distraction, right?
Absolutely. And then you take distracted driving and you combine that with speed, you come out with the leading contributing factors of crashes and fatalities in our state right now. We know that speeds are at an all-time high. People are taking the space that they have in front of them. They think they're going with the flow of traffic. They think they're in a hurry, and they're not thinking about the repercussions that can come with that. When you combine that with the distractions that are behind the wheel, those are ingredients for disaster.
And a lot of folks are listening. They're on the road. They're headed here to the Minnesota State Fair. What is this campaign hoping to do? What advice are you giving them? What are you telling folks to do? Because this is going to be a shift in the way we think as we drive. Because we think, you know, nobody's thinking if I send this text message out, this may be the last message anybody gets from me. I think I can text and drive. I really do. So you have to change the way I think. How are you going to do that? What's this messaging, this new campaign hoping to accomplish?
So what we're hoping to accomplish is exactly what you said. We want for you to change your thought process before you get behind the wheel. When you get in your car, we want for you to make the decision to be a safe driver. And a lot of us think, I speed safe, it's everybody else. I text safe, I go on my phone safe, it's everybody else. I look around me right now at the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people that are walking here. Most of them got here by driving.
Yeah.
And so are you getting in your car thinking, not how am I going to get there, but how am I going to get there safe? And if, unless you're in traffic safety, you're not wired to do that.
No, we're not thinking like that. And so as people are listening, they want to get more information about this Do It For Me campaign. How I found out was my girlfriend was in the car with me, and she was like, are you going to put that phone down? And I was like, oh, yeah, I just needed to send this off real quick. And she was like, no, you need to put the phone down. And so she sent me the information about the campaign. And she also sent me a story about a mom who died with the phone in her hand because she was trying to text and drive and didn't see the traffic had stopped in front of her. So I need you before you go, because I know you want to enjoy the fair and the food. But I really need you to help people understand, where can they get this messages? Because, you know, if it's not for them, it's for someone they know. So even if it's not you, I want you to remember there's somebody that you know. There's somebody in your circle. There's somebody at your church. There's a relative. There's a girlfriend. And you know she ain't driving right. You know he texted and driving. You know he is always distracted. How can they get this information and pass it on to them, like my friend Sonya Brown passed it on to me?
We are going to be launching an entire campaign right after the Labor Day holiday. There's going to be resources. There's going to be safety talks you can share with your family and your friends. You can use this in your workplace. Be watching for lovely PSAs that are going to be created by our very own Shaletta. And these things are all going to be online at www.drivesafemn.org. And all the resources will be readily available. And the one thing I really want to do and stress is it's all about safety in the culture of our roads. Keep your eyes on that. Keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel, your mind in the game, and keep your speed in check.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Miss Lisa Kahns. Y'all give her a round of applause. From the Minnesota Safety Council, keeping us safe on the road as we go back and forth to this fair. And that information is going to be online right after Labor Day. We didn't want to hit you with it because we know you're too busy eating Sweet Martha cookies to go online and look at it. So when you come out of that sugar coma from eating all these cookies and ices and everything on a stick, we want to make sure you go to this website, get that information, look at the tips, look at the strategies, look at how you can change the way that you think about driving, and then share that information along with somebody else. It's a Do It For Me campaign. Who is counting on you to come home safely? Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome.
All right. We'll have weather coming up. It is News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is the Shaletta Show. I am live at the fair. Say hey, fair people. Oh, we got a beautiful crowd. How y'all doing? Y'all look good. Hey, girl. Oh, my my gosh, everybody looks amazing. I'm so honored that y'all would stop and eat Sweet Martha cookies and hang out with me. Hey, y'all. Oh, I feel so special. Oh. Okay, so we are live at the fair. I'll be here till 3. Steve Thompson is coming up after that. So if you're out and about, you should have like some serious FOMO because this is the perfect day for the fair. It is nice and cool. It's breezy. You're not sweating. Yesterday when I got home, I thought I had peed on myself. I was so wet. I was like, oh my God, I had an accident. I got to get to the doctor. Not really. It was sweat because it was hot. And then I went to sleep and woke up and we went from summer to fall here in the Twin Cities. But you know, that's Minnesota. And this is good for my menopause. It keeps me on my toes. And so right now, I just have to let everybody who has kids know. Because I didn't know about this. I didn't know about the alphabet fours here at the State Fair because I was too busy eating turkey legs and gyros and fried green tomato sandwiches and lutefisk in a bun. I didn't think about my kids. I was like, y'all better get with this lutefisk. But they were like, Mom, we've ridden all the rides. We've ate all the food. Is there anything else to do? And I was like, no. And somebody says, yes. Take them over to Alphabet Forest. What is Alphabet Forest? Shannon Bukta is here to tell us all about it. Miss Shannon, thank you so much for joining me on the porch here at the fair.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
Now, you got to tell us all about Alphabet Forest because I'm finding out in real time. I don't know. I'm just looking for something for my kids to do because this is our third day here and they're getting bored. How they getting bored, I don't know. We spent $700. How do you get bored after spending $700? I'm not sure. But hopefully Alphabet Forest will fix all of that for us.
Absolutely. So we have a little corner of Baldwin Park, Family Fair in Baldwin Park, where kids can come and do free activities.
Free, wait.
Free.
Back
yes.
up, girl. You said a parent's favorite four-letter word. Did you say F-R-E-E?
Free? I did.
Okay. Okay, now you can keep talking. I'm sorry, I had to stop you.
All right, absolutely. So we have vocabulary building activities. We have a game called, it's the Fabulous Fair Alphabet. The whole area was made up by Deborah Fraser, who is an author.
Yes!
And she did a book called The Fabulous Fair Alphabet and then built a game based on that where kids and actually kids of all ages
yes.
can take this card and find two words of every letter and put it on their game card and win a blue ribbon. So that's kind of the basis of the Alphabet
Forest. Is that cool? I mean, is that awesome? And who does not love winning a blue ribbon?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. And that's something fun, and it keeps their mind moving, because the one thing that my kids don't want to talk about right now is going back to school. Their brains have been rotting over the past 2 to 3 months between iPads and just hanging out and not thinking. And so this puts us actually in a mind frame where we can start thinking about going back to school and make them think, but in a fun way, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So we just encourage kids and people to look around the fair and put down words of things that they see or taste or feel or hear. And it's just a great way to learn more words as you're experiencing your environment.
Now, is there a schedule over at Alphabet Forest? Tell me what it's like. So as parents and kids come there for the first time, which is what I'll be doing when I leave after my show, because, again, I've already spent $700 in 3 days. I don't have any more money left. If any more money comes out of my pocket, it's coming out of their college savings. They'll be picking up a trade or going to vocational school because I don't have any more money for them. So we're going right to Alphabet Forest, where it is free. So when we come, what can we expect?
Yeah, so the area is open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. And there are quite a few different activities. You can do a craft. You can spin a wheel and win a word. You can pick up a duck out of a pond and win a word. And then during the hours of 10 to 2, there's also a visiting author or illustrator that is doing a craft with the kids.
Now, that is cool. Who's coming today? Do you have the schedule for today? Do we know who's coming today?
Yes. Fertran is a Vietnamese author.
Yes.
And she was a librarian as well.
First.
Yes. So she is going to be there today.
Oh my gosh. And so she's going to have a craft. She is so creative. She's so amazing. How do you pick these authors? Because, you know, I got books. I got children's books. I want to be in on the alphabet fair. Okay, so how do you pick the authors? Are they all local? Do people fly in? Are they all Minnesota authors?
Yep, we try to have people that have a tie to Minnesota. So there are authors and illustrators that either live here or maybe they grew up here and still have a tie here. But yes, homegrown authors, absolutely.
And when do you all start putting the schedule together? Because you got to be creative to come up with something new and different every day. Because like my kids, this is the third day of the fair. This is the third day we're here. And if they come to Alphabet Forest, they're not going to want to hear the same authors and do the same crafts every day. So how do you keep it fresh throughout the 14 days that we're here?
Yeah, so I have a partner that's been working with the Alphabet Forest since we started in 2010. And her name is Vicki Palmquist. And she is my author coordinator. So she has a lot of ties to the literary community, and she knows a lot of people. She'll go out there and see who's got a new book coming out, who might be a good fit for the Alphabet Forest. She's looking for new people every year, as well as returning people, and people who enjoy the fair and enjoy interacting with people. And she kind of starts inviting people maybe in the winter and kind of works on it for several months before we get the full schedule.
Now, tell me about the authors that you have curated this year. What can families expect as they come out over the next couple of weeks to visit the Alphabet Forest?
Well, if you want, you can get a full list. If they want to look it up on their own, they go to the Minnesota State Fair website and put in author, then all of the different people who are coming are going to pop up, and they can choose the day that they want to come. But let's see, I'm trying to remember. I know that illustrator Magdalena Mora is coming one day.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you guys got the A-team. I didn't know you had the A-team. Okay.
Yep.
And so do these authors reach out to you? Do you reach out to them? Because we've got a lot of children's authors who listen to the show. And I don't have my phone with me, but I know my DMs are probably blowing up because, again, like me, I'm sitting up here with four books. And I hadn't heard of Alphabet Forest, like I said, because we've been walking through the fair, eating and drinking and playing and video games and riding rides. But this is a great way for families to really connect and come together and do something fun where they're engaging each other.
Yeah, so I have had authors reach out to me, absolutely. And then we also reach out to some authors that we know about. So it's kind of a mix. And they can email me at the fair. The information is just on our website. So fair info, it'll get to me. That's probably the best way to reach out. But yeah.
Now, you have to tell me again, for folks who are listening, they've got their earbuds in, they're on the way to the fair. Where exactly can they go to find you here at the fair? Because when you get here, sometimes... especially for new parents, and I see a lot of folks with strollers. I see a lot of parents with young kids, and this is perfect for them. But it's a little overwhelming when you have the little ones, so you want to know exactly where you're going.
Yes. So the Alphabet Forest is located on Cosgrove Street, which is on the east side of the fairgrounds. If you head for the 4-H building, we're right across the street from that.
Okay, I was going to say, give me a marker. You said 4-H, that's good, because that's perfect, because we could go in there, we could pet the baby lamb, and then we can go and do our Alphabet Forest. I can't thank you enough for being on the show. This has been so much fun. Thank you for walking all the way down here, because that was a hike. That was a hike, girl. You did what kind of shoes you got on? Oh, you comfy. You good, girl. Thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, y'all don't go anywhere. I have a surprise special guest. Such a surprise that she doesn't even know she's coming on the show. I just had a great idea, and I'm going to get that idea on the radio live next. It just flipped. It just flipped from 69 to 70 degrees, reaching a high today of 76, but we are not there now, which is why I have a blanket on my lap, and we are at the Minnesota State Fair. Hey, fair people! How y'all doing? Baby, I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't know if they love me or they just need somewhere to sit while they eat Sweet Martha cookies. Either way it goes, I'm going to just say my fans are here. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say my fans are here, even though that each and every one of them, except y'all, y'all are faithful. I don't know about these other fly-by-night people, but y'all been here without the cookies, but everybody else is eating cookies. I'm just going to assume that you want to listen to me while you eating the cookies. Okay, okay, then that's it. So me first, then cookies. Okay, okay, all right. They just lying to me. They just going to let me believe it, and I appreciate it because I feel loved. It is the Shaletta Show. We are live on the porch at the WCCO radio booth, and I told y'all I had a special guest. My daughter, Cameron, is joining the show now. Hey, sweet pea.
Hi, Mommy.
Are you having a good time at the fair?
Yes.
Okay, y'all, give it up for my daughter, Cameron. Now, I'm going to just tell you the miracle about Cameron being on the radio. She is 10 years old now, but when Cameron was 3, she was diagnosed with autism. Her autism was so severe that she couldn't talk. And in fact, we would tell people, don't look at her, because if you look at her, she's going to cry. Cameron took her first autism evaluation, which is a 4-hour test over 2 days. And in those 4 hours, she never said a word to her evaluator. I thought at that point she was never going to talk. And we put her in a class with other kids who were deaf and began teaching her sign language. But here she is today, 10 years old, talking and talking back. Okay? Yes, Miss Cameron, yes. Give her a round of applause. I just thank God for where he's brought her from, all the amazing therapists and the teachers and the evaluators. They have just done a great job at helping my daughter get to a point where she is pretty much self-sufficient. She's a little boss lady. She doesn't really need me for anything. I just pay the mortgage and keep the lights on. She does everything else herself. Now, what, Miss Cameron, has been your favorite thing to do so far at the Minnesota State Fair?
That's a hard question. There are a lot of fun things. The food, the rides, the games. I'm going to say the carnival rides.
Okay, what has been your fave carnival ride? Okay, we're on radio, so you have
to respond. The wave swinger.
The wave swinger. Okay, explain to me what the wave swinger is. This sounds like something that would send me to Regina Medical Hospital in Hastings. This sounds like something that would require an ambulance to be called for me if I got on it. But you explain to me.
No, other parents get on it.
No, other parents do not. I don't believe it.
They do.
Other parents. They do? Okay, so tell me what the wave swinger is.
It's hard to explain it. Like, you sit down, it takes you up, and then it goes like around in circles, diagonal.
Okay, round in circles. Yeah, that's going to send me to the emergency room. Okay. Now, what is your favorite thing to eat so far at the State Fair, Miss Cameron?
It's a tie between shaved ice and funnel cakes.
Oh, yes. The funnel cakes are always really good. Okay, okay. Now, what has been your favorite thing to do at the State Fair?
I'm going to say the sky ride.
Oh, yes, you got on the sky ride. Now, you took my poor security guard, Mr. Kirk, on a sky ride. You knew he was afraid of heights.
Mr. Kirk.
And you took Mr. Kirk on the sky ride anyway. Did he cry? Did you make my very buff, very large, very tall security officer cry, Cameron Brundage?
Yes. I'm sorry, Mr. Kirk.
Now, you have been to the fair for the past couple of days. What are you still looking forward to? I'm hoping that it's something for free because I've spent $700. I don't have any more money left unless you don't want to go to college. Can the money come out of your college fund?
Let me see.
Do you have any money?
Yes.
Okay, how much do you have?
$5.
Okay, that's not going to, ma'am. That's not $5. Is not nah, it's going to.
And 23 cents.
Okay, the 23 cents is really not going to make a big difference. The 523. It's not, unless you go move that decimal, it's not really. Okay, so what are you looking forward to that you have not done yet? Because for $700, you should have done everything.
Well, we have not done the trampoline.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, attach you to a harness, uh-huh. and they, like, bounce you on a big trampoline, and you can, like, do flips in the air.
Really? Okay. So, that sounds dangerous.
It is not.
It's not dangerous?
No.
Okay. All right. And now, is that an extra fee? Does that come with the ticket to get in the fair, or is that something that you have to pay for in addition to your
fair? You have to pay for it.
Okay. Okay. So, there's this thing I found out about. It's free. It's called the Alphabet Forest. I think we're going to go there and spend the day there.
What is the Alphabet Forest?
The Alphabet Forest is where you... It sounds like homework, huh?
Yes. Sounds like homework for kindergartners.
Oh, but not for fifth graders.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, this is going to be your first year ever going to school without your brother Brandon being there.
So no!
Brandon's going to sixth grade. He's going to be at the middle school. You're going to be at the elementary. Your first time being without your brother in school. Are you ready for that?
No.
No? How you going to handle it, though?
I don't know. I'm probably going to find a few of my friends and stand with them in the carpool line.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so what's next for you? I've still got to work, but you and your brothers and your dad are heading out. What's next? Are you guys going to, have you been to the petting zoo yet? Because you talked about that this morning.
Yes, we went to the petting zoo.
Okay, what was that like? That was your first time going to the petting zoo.
So there were horses.
Uh-huh.
Cows.
I thought y'all told me there were no horses.
Hold on a second.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's just my show. It's just the Shaletta show. Hold on, Shaletta. On her own show. Okay, go ahead, girl.
So there's horses, cows, llamas, sheep.
Did you see anything being born? Did anything hatch while you were in
there?
No. Oh, okay. Okay. But you did see yesterday, you saw a two-day-old what? An animal?
Lamb.
Lamb. Okay, a two-day-old lamb. Did you pet the lamb?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, my eyes are on that cake that he's eating.
Okay, sir, can you come and tell us where you got that cake from? Hold on. Let me see. Let me see. Hold on. Hold on. Josh, turn the other microphone up.
Okay.
Okay, you gotta tell us your name and where you're from.
I'm Chad, and I live in St. Paul, and I'm eating a Rice Krispie Treat with icing.
Rice Krispie Treat, as if that's not sweet enough, with icing. Oh, okay, you forgot also sprinkles.
And sprinkles, yes.
Okay, this is a Chad. I'm going to just tell you, we look like we about the same age. I don't know if this is physician approved. This looks like something for the kids.
It's maybe better than the cookies, though.
You know what?
How dare you?
Uh-oh, we're about to have World War One at the WCCO radio booth between Chad and everybody else.
Everybody else.
Y'all be right back with us. We've got two more hours of the Shaletta Show, so stick around.